Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Ledger Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Please go to MyPillow.com and enter Ledger in the promo code box for up to 66% off. That's MyPillow.com and enter LEDGER in the promo code box. The Ledger Report is also brought to you by Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com/ledger for a natural homeopathic way to relieve nagging chronic pain. Or call 833-425-7246. 833-425-7246 for Relief Factor pain relief. And by Beverly Hills Precious Metals Exchange. Inflation is going through the roof. Graham Ledger owns gold and silver, and you should consider it too. Go to bh-pm.com, bh-pm.com, or call 866-3-GOLD-25, 866-3-GOLD-25 for Beverly Hills Precious Metals Exchange. Thank you.
All right, Mr. News, hit it! Next on the Ledger Report... You are being lied to, ladies and gentlemen, about COVID. It is time to fight back with all you got. Stand by. The doors to the newsroom are locked and the PC police are not getting in, so sit back and relax as we unfold this edition of the Ledger Report.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. And in San Diego, one anchorman was more man than the rest. His name was
Graham Ledger.
Good afternoon and welcome everyone to our kickoff for the back to school vaccination week of action. My name is Mary Wall. I'm on the White House COVID-19 response team, and I'm very excited to welcome you all here today. As you know, the school year is right around the corner in many parts of the country, and in some places, it's already started. As we get closer to that time, it's more important than ever to get vaccinated against COVID-19. We know that the best way to protect yourself, your classmates, and your communities is by getting vaccinated. We are here today to highlight students who have taken initiative to improve access to COVID-19 vaccinations among school and college-age students.
Now, while we've made significant progress, we all know there's more work to do. There are a lot of people out there who still need and must get vaccinated. And as young people all over the country head back to school over the coming weeks, we have to put a special focus on getting our youngest Americans vaccinated. So that's why today the administration is announcing a week of action from August 7th to August 15th to get more young people vaccinated before they head back to school and back to campus. Students, educators, parents, and community members all across the country will be working to get more young people vaccinated. They'll distribute information on campus, make phone calls, talk with their friends and family, and host pop-up clinics, which are great. In fact, last week, President Biden called on school districts nationwide to host at least one pop-up clinic over the coming weeks.
Stop the tape. I don't know if this reminds me of a hostage tape where there's people just off camera with AK-47s pointing at this guy's head. By the way, this is the second gentleman. This is Kamala Harris's husband, and you can clearly see that he's on some sort of medication. And you would have to be on some sort of medication if you're not Willie Brown. He's no Willie Brown. You'd have to be on some sort of medication to put up hee 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 ha 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 Kamala Homemaker Harris. I mean, this woman is nuts. She's beyond nuts. She's drunk on power. She's drunk on being a politician. And even the Democrats are beginning to cringe, but I don't want to get distracted here. You're being lied to, ladies and gentlemen. The evidence is overwhelming that these people are lying to you. And they are trying to force the so-called vaccines down the throats of every single American. Why? Why has this become such a political issue? Well, it's very simple to me, and I don't want to get too lost into the weeds, but it's very simple to me that they're creating a two-tiered country here. Us versus them. And the us, even if you've been vaccinated, the us are conservatives, are Republicans, are constitutionalists, are people who support Donald Trump. That's the us. They can see this as a dividing line and a way to pit American against American, which is what they want, what they've always wanted. They've always wanted to have us at the brink of civil war. So they can control what's going on. They can have government ride to the rescue. But in reality, it's the Marxists who are riding to the rescue and imposing their form of ideology on the American people, which is antithetical to the United States Constitution. So that's the big picture here. When you always look for the reason why, whenever there's an issue going on, in this case, that is the why, okay? It's born of power. It's born of ideology. This has absolutely nothing to do with science. This has absolutely nothing to do with stopping the spread of a virus. I've said it before a million times now. I'll say it again for 1,000,001. Mankind, Dr. Fauci, the second husband, nobody can stop a virus from being a virus. Repeat this after me. When you talk to those woke neighbors of yours, those Marxist neighbors of yours, the Marxists on the school board, just look them dead in the eye and tell them, do you have the power to stop or mitigate a virus? If you say yes to that, then you're saying you're God, because only God has that power. A mask is not going to mitigate the spread of a virus. This is something yours truly, if you've been following me from day one of this debacle, day one, you know I've been throwing up the red flags. Since March of 2020, red flags about the masks, red flags about the lockdowns, red flags about the loss of your constitutional liberty. And now we have progressed to the so-called vaccines. And I have evidence after evidence after evidence that you need to hear. I'm going to run through it all. That shows that they're lying. That you're being lied to. You're being misled. They're basically, by the way, that lady who preceded the first gentleman, her name is Mary Wall. Don't you just want to fill in the blank, okay? I don't want the Secret Service descending on me. But if you're just listening to this, it's annoying enough. But if you're able to watch and listen to this Mary Wall and her self-righteous, so self-assured self, she's a member, I believe, of the school board or some hierarchy in New York. So she's molding the minds of young people in New York. Perfect, right? Because she thinks that she knows more than you do. She thinks that she knows more than parents do. Meantime, by the way, and again, I don't want to get lost in this, but these are important little nuggets that help kind of piece the puzzle together. You have the Mary Walls of the world, but then you have the Walensky's of the world. Remember, now she's in charge of the CDC. Well, there's a report out of Red State that the CDC director Walensky's husband received a $5 million HHS grant, HHS Health and Human Services grant. A grant. $5 million. So here's just $5 million. You use it for ostensibly what we say we want you to use it for, but in reality, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, here's $5 million. It's unbelievable. The nepotism is unbelievable. This is just scratching the surface. by the way. Okay? So they're all working together and they're all getting rich. Again, it goes to my original point. Why are they doing this? They're doing it for power. Power and wealth. Wealth is power to these people. And they're drunk on it. So another $5 million to the Lewinsky family. While she goes on and says, hey, you got to get vaccinated. And then a couple of days later, she says, yeah, the vaccines don't work. I'm not making this stuff up. I have an article that attests to this, an article based on research. But back to the children. So you can clearly hear what's going on there. There's a piece of literature that's out there. I don't know the source, but it's obviously government issued. And it's either the federal level or the state level. It doesn't really matter. But the government is now trying to bribe young children with iPods. Yeah, iPods to go get the vaccine. And don't forget what Hitler did so well in the 1930s with the Hitler Youth. He forced them into thinking the way he thought. He forced them to do what he wanted. This sounds awfully familiar, doesn't it? Where they want to go into schools and have these pop-up. They want to have pop-up vaccination centers. Joe Biden's challenging all schools to have pop-up vaccination centers in schools. So what can happen? Well, it's not unlike what they're doing with birth control in California. They're handing it out. They're meting it out to these young people, these teenagers, without the permission of the parents. The parents don't even know what the hell's going on in their schools. So now we have these pop-up vaccination centers. Yeah, just sit down, shut up, and get the jab. It's good for you, honey. It's good for you, little boy. Just roll up your sleeve and you'll be fine. They're forcing these children to get the vaccine, and they're trying to bribe them without even possibly checking to see in their bloodstream if they've already been exposed to the Wuhan coronavirus, if they already have natural antibodies to the Wuhan coronavirus. Never you mind that there's a 99.99999% survival rate among children. No, pay no attention to that. How many kids have been exposed to the Wuhan coronavirus, have antibodies, natural antibodies in their system in this country? Why don't we know the answer to that? Why don't we know the answer to that? I bet you it's over 50%, because these kids can walk around asymptomatic. And yeah, they're spreading it to one another, but they're asymptomatic. Whoop-de-doo. Which means that they're not getting sick, they're not getting seriously ill, and they're not dying. But when they get jabbed, that's a different story. The youngest, this guy, the first husband, Douglas Emhoff, says, the youngest among us need to be vaccinated, so-called. Remember, this is not a vaccine. It's an experimental medical device. Must get everyone vaccinated. Okay, so that is the message, right? Even though we know that deaths from COVID among children, quote, are incredibly rare. This is a report out of Nature. All of these are going to be in the show notes on my website, grahamledger.com. All right. So if people ask me sometimes for links, they're going to be there. They have been there. I've been starting to do my show notes for the last couple of months. I didn't start doing this until recently because it's just more work, but it's worth it for both of us. Oh, I want to remind you, this program is brought to you by Relief Factor, 833-425-7246. 833-425-7246, relieffactor.com/ledger. Just take the pills. These are natural. It's not issued by Dr. Fauci or anyone. They're natural, homeopathic. Please take them. They're good for you. And they relieve pain. And I can attest to that in my lower back. MyPillowBot.com, of course. This program is brought to you by Mike Lindell is under attack. CNN, I don't even know why he sits down with them. Yeah, I do. Same reason Rush Limbaugh sat down with the mainstream media 30 years ago. And Christ said, go to the sinners. And that's exactly what Mike Lindell is doing. Let's support him. MyPillow.com, Ledger in the promo code box. There's all kinds of specials going on that website. All kinds of specials. But put Ledger in the promo code box so you can get up to 66% off. And also Beverly Hills Precious Metals. 866-3-GOLD-25, 866-3-GOLD-25, 866-3-GOLD-25. If you believe that there is not inflation already among us and more on the horizon, then I have a bridge to sell you in San Francisco. A couple bridges. Maybe three or four bridges in San Francisco. Inflation is here. So please support the sponsors. You support the sponsors. You support little Grammy Ledger and this endeavor to continue to inform you about things that the mainstream media is simply not going to tell you about. So even the Wall Street Journal, by the way, is now reporting the flimsy, this is their headline, the flimsy evidence behind the CDC's push to vaccinate children. There is no evidence behind it. In fact, it's just the opposite. There's evidence that they should not be vaccinated. With a 99.9999999% survival rate? This is nonsense. You want to vaccinate so-called vaccinate teachers? Go ahead. Stick your arm out. Get jabbed. But ladies and gentlemen, we're being lied to as to the necessity of having children get jabbed with this shot, okay? And the second husband on down, Joe Biden on down, are lying to you. You need to say no. You need to stand up. You also need to stand up to the nonsense of wearing a mask. You've got to stand up for yourselves now. Now is the time. Because if you allow these school systems, whether you're in California or you're in Florida, listen, there are school districts in Florida right now, even though the governor has signed a mandate that you can't mandate. There are school districts. There are city councils, there are boards of supervisors, there are HOAs in nice red states like Florida and also in Texas and other states that are going opposite of what the governors are saying, that you have a freedom of choice. As a parent, you should be able to make a choice. You want to send your child with a face covering that's going to deplete their oxygen levels and force more CO2 into their bodies? And oh, by the way, have all these pathogens on their masks that they're breathing in, infusing into their body for 6 or 7 hours all day long at school? You want to do that to your child? You want to commit child abuse? Go ahead. Apparently, it's okay. Apparently, child abuse in the year 2021 is okay. But if you have a brain, and if you use the grandmother test, as I look young people in the eye when they're wearing a mask, I say, what would your grandmother say about that? And it's so sad to me, some of the reactions I get. They just kind of shrug. Well, you know what your grandmother would say. Your grandmother would say, you're an idiot. Take that thing off. You're not getting oxygen. You know, even if your grandmother wasn't a Harvard graduate, or not even a college graduate, not even a high school graduate, it's just common sense. It's common sense. The lockdowns don't work. The masks don't work. And we know this. The lockdowns do the opposite. They harm human beings. Again, I remind you what this great scientist said, and I don't know his name or her name. You can't stop a virus from being a virus, and you should never stop a human from being a human. But that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And now we have evidence that children are getting negative reactions, major negative reactions to those who have been jabbed with the shot, okay? This is out of the Defender. Headline, CDC study, all right? On 12 to 17-year-olds who got Pfizer vaccine. This is just the Pfizer, okay? 12 to 17-year-olds, just the Pfizer. 397 reports of heart inflammation, 14 deaths. Now, I like to cross-reference because I like to try and consider myself still somewhat of a media slash journalist. So I went to the VARS reporting system, VARS, whatever you call it, and I confirmed the 13 or 14 dead, okay? Now, if it's, in my mind, if it's one dead, that's a problem. If you are injecting a healthy child and you're getting a negative consequence, not only these, 397 reports of heart inflammation? Okay, that's about 396 more than we need to stop it. But now we've got 14 deaths on the record from the jab. Shouldn't one death from the jab be enough to stop this? Ladies and gentlemen, you're being lied to. Know the truth. Know the facts. And these are facts. I'm not making this stuff up. I would never make this stuff up. I couldn't do it morally. Data suggests, this is a headline out of Zero Hedge, and Zero Hedge is really maybe one of the greatest reporting tools that we have. And I don't know exactly how biased or unbiased they are, but they seem to me to be pretty straight down the middle. I don't think they necessarily lean in any direction. Sure, they swerve into certain directions, but overall, they're just doing straight reporting. This headline, data suggests vaccines make limited difference in infections of Delta variant. Okay, did you hear that? Did you hear that, Dr. Fauci? Data suggests vaccines make limited difference in infections of Delta, infectiousness of Delta variant. In other words, the vaccines don't work on the Delta variant. And this CDC director came out and said this last week. Well, you know, we want people to get vaccinated, but you still have to wear a mask because even though you're vaccinated, you can get the Delta variant and then you can spread it. Does this make any sense to you at all? Does it make... They're trying to sell you on, well, get vaccinated and you won't get real sick. Well, we have the VAERS reporting system. And we have, to date, 12,000 dead from the jab. Those are the reported. Again, you must multiply that 12,000 by, you pick the number, okay? Historically, it's a 1% reporting rate. You want to make it 10%? That means it's 120,000 dead. That's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And you don't hear Fauci, and you don't hear the CDC director, and you don't hear this Ms. Walls from New York, and you don't hear Douglas Emhoff telling you that, and you don't hear them talking about those who have natural immunity that don't worry about it. Why would you? You have to ask this question, ladies and gentlemen. Why would you want people who have had the Wuhan coronavirus, who have the natural immunity, the antibodies in their system, why would you want to include them in getting vaccinated when you know somebody's paying for these vaccines? Gee, I wonder who's paying for the vaccines. Well, that would be you and I, right? These are free vaccines, and we know the word free means taxpayers. So taxpayers are paying for the vaccines. This is just from an economic point of view. Why would you want to duplicate what Mother Nature has already given to a human being? Even if they were real vaccines, which they're not. But from a moral perspective, a medical perspective, it's just wrong to vaccinate those who have natural immunity to the Wuhan coronavirus. This is absolute insane. This is George Orwell kind of stuff, where the government is hoping that they don't, that the vast majority of Americans don't hear what I'm talking about. Don't hear the truth. Don't hear the facts and allow you to make up your mind. I know what my mind is. You're being lied to. We're being lied to. We are under attack by a plethora of lies, a systemic attack on the common sense and the liberty, of course, of 330 million Americans. Meantime, and this is a subject that needs to have an entire program devoted to, and maybe I will again, the border is wide open effectively now. The Joe Biden approach to border security isn't. And of course, we know they have fundamentally want to eliminate ICE, and they have fundamentally neutered ICE. It's not eliminated yet. They've just said, hey, don't do your job. And the Border Patrol is so overwhelmed by people coming across the border and these young illegal aliens coming across the border, along with run-of-the-mill illegal aliens coming across the border, that they're then taken off the border to process, and then the drug cartels and the human smugglers do their thing. In other words, there's just not enough people. It's overwhelmed. The system is overwhelmed. It's Cloward Piven. This is Cloward Piven, what we're witnessing in this country right now. And then, of course, once the illegals are in this country, about a third of whom, the last number I saw, was a third of these people have COVID. Then they're going to overwhelm each individual local system because they're going to need hospitalization, of course. You know, the one allowed treatment in this country for COVID is remdesivir, which doesn't work. But the only way you can get remdesivir is if you're in the hospital. So this is why the hospital numbers are up, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to get treated with the one treatment, this is almost like we're in a socialist society now. There's one treatment, one car for you, one kind of bread, one treatment. Forget about ivermectin. Forget about hydroxychloroquine. There's one treatment, remdesivir. It doesn't work, but in order for you to get it, your doctor has to admit you to the hospital. That's why the hospital numbers are up. It's just common sense again here. Thousands of COVID positive migrants. This is the New York Post. Fox News does this too. They're not migrants, New York Post. They're not migrants, Fox News. They're illegals, okay? What part of illegal do you not understand? You're playing the same game CNN does. You are lowering yourself, New York Post. You are lowering yourself, Fox News, to the same gutter level as CNN when you use the term migrants. They're not migrants. By definition, they cross our border illegally. They are illegals. They are illegal aliens. They are illegal immigrants, whatever the hell you want to call them. They're illegals. Thousands of illegal aliens passing through the Texas border are COVID positive, okay? So that's out of the New York Post. And then just to close the circle on this, this headline out of 911, Breaking 911, Feds. This is out of the Breaking 911 website. Feds, colon, four from MS-13 indicted in Las Vegas area killings. So these young unaccompanied minors, aka young under the age of 18, I guess, illegal aliens, X amount of whom are MS-13, are coming into this country and murdering us. There you go. My old news director used to say, close the circle. I just closed the circle on it. So, we're being lied to, ladies and gentlemen. We're being lied to across the board here. Our border is wide open. Joe Biden is not doing his job as so-called president of the United States. In fact, he's doing the opposite. He is derelict of duty. He's not going to be impeached because there aren't enough, hell, there aren't enough Republicans with a backbone. But the Democrats won't let it happen. There's a slim majority. He's not going to be impeached. 25th Amendment. I think you folks could make an argument for the 25th Amendment, but what if there was a way for we the people to impeach a president? That's effectively where we are as a country. We've got to be there. We've got to get there. We're not there, but there is a way to get there. And there is a way to invoke the 25th Amendment through we the people, but it's going to take a lot of work. And again, that's something for another program. So what do we do? What do we do in a situation like this where I just presented you with overwhelming information that you're being lied to and misled? What do we do? Well, we fight. Joining me now is licensed primary care provider, advanced training functional in neurology, and a guy who's been all over, not YouTube, because YouTube won't let him on, but other elements of social media that will allow him to share his videos, Dr. Eric Napunti. Doctor, the children and the vaccination push that's going on right now is spine tingling to me in a negative way. Because number one, we know the survival rate is overwhelmingly in the favor of children if they get exposed to the Wuhan coronavirus. They often walk around asymptomatic. But not only that, how many of these kids have been exposed to the Wuhan coronavirus and don't know it and carry the natural antibodies?
Graham, you're so spot on. And that's the issue that people need to understand is that, first of all, we know now over almost 18 months looking at the statistics of this, we know that children have low to no risk when it comes to COVID-19. If you go back and you look at the stats, I'm sure you've probably seen the recent reports. There's been some 330 some odd reported deaths from COVID-19. Many pediatricians and epidemiologists have went back and looked at those records and said, we're maybe looking at a handful of deaths, okay? Not 300 plus. Either way, you're 100% right. Kids have robust, strong immune systems. They have high T cells. Graham, we're supposed to get sick when we're young. We forget that over 45% of our human DNA is made up of viruses. We have a microbiome that we live with that when we're exposed to the proper pathogens at a young age, it helps protect us from sickness, diseases, and cancers in the future.
And the CDC, Dr. Fauci, and the rest of them know that we're not going to wipe this virus out, that this virus is going to do what this virus is going to do, not unlike the common cold, not unlike the flu. We haven't wiped out the flu. We haven't wiped out the common cold. They're misleading the American public, are they not?
Graham, you're 100% right. I mean, the reality is that this is a respiratory virus. It's going to spread like respiratory viruses do. The bottom line is, just like we said from the beginning of this, people are going to need to get exposed and they're going to need to develop a robust immune system for this. And children are the best to do that. Graham, we have no idea how many asymptomatic people have had COVID, especially children. And we know by looking at the studies, I mean, there was a 10 million person study that was done in China, and they found out that asymptomatic spread is like not even a thing. So we need to get exposed. We need to protect ourselves. You need to protect the ones that are vulnerable, right? We protect those, give them the right type of nutrition, advice, and et cetera, and early treatment, Graham. That's such an important thing. But you're right. The CDC is misinforming people, scaring them, if you will, into almost a state of panic and fear that gets them into a psychosis state that they don't know what's right or wrong. Look, going back to flus and colds, 2 years ago, if your little boy or little girl got a flu or a cold, what would you do? You'd keep them home from school for a day or two. You'd give them some vitamins. You'd give them some chicken soup. You'd love them, and you'd let them go back to class, even if they were having a runny nose. I mean, kids are, that's what happens during flu and cold season. Nowadays, kids are scared to sneeze in public, Graham, and they're afraid they're going to get ostracized and ridiculed because they've got some type of deadly thing that's not causing them to kill their grandma, which is what the media has been telling us.
You mentioned the VAERS reporting system. This is a voluntary system. It's been in use, I think, since the 80s for adverse effects to any vaccine. And it's out there for any American to look at. This is not pie in the sky stuff that only doctors can look at. This is out there in the public domain. And so you mentioned the number is 397. Adverse, severe adverse reactions among kids aged 12 to 17, with 14 reported dead. Now, we also know the VAERS reporting system has about a 1% historic compliance. So, I went to a state university, doctor, and I don't have a medical degree, but I can do the math. And that means that there are significantly more adverse effects and deaths. But what I say, when you're jabbing a child with a medical device, this is not a vaccine, it's an experimental medical device. When you're jabbing a child and you have one death or one severe adverse effect of the heart inflammation, for example, that's one too many. You need to stop, don't you?
Well, you're 100% right. I mean, look what we did in the 1970s. We tried to bring a swine flu out to the market, and after 50 deaths, we shut it down. We're not doing that right now. And it doesn't make any sense, especially when you look at the statistics, especially for kids. Kids have a 99.9998% survivability rate. Statistically, Graham, if you're under the age of 30, you have zero chance of dying from this. And if you round that up, it's still zero. And going back to the VAERS report, the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System, that, by the way, was established by the federal government, that is oversight by the CDC and HHS. They oversee this thing. And I don't know if you've had any other doctors tell you this. I've filled that report out multiple times. It is a very tedious report. It's a 10-page report. It's about an hour to do. Most people won't even fill it out. That's why less than 10%, between 1% and 10% is actually reported. And it's just absolute insanity when people say that is not a legitimate system for us to see what's going on. It absolutely is our first line of defense when there's a problem.
So when you're meting out advice, and we're not going to hold you accountable, what is the best advice to parents that are stuck in this situation where they're looking at this forced vaccination? I mean, let's face it. If they're going to do pop-up vaccination sites on schools, that means that some kids are going to get jabbed without parental consent. We know that's going to happen. Historically, we know it's happening with handing out condoms and other forms of contraception without parental consent. Also, these parents that are facing a mask mandate, which we know, masks don't do anything to stop the spread of a virus. That's documented on the CDC website ad nauseum. But we also know that it's detrimental to the health of the children or any human being that wears a face covering for 8 hours. The pathogens that end up on the mask. We know all this, right? Yeah. So what's the best line of defense for parents in a situation like this?
Well, first of all, that's a great question. And the best line of defense is, number one, we need more people less sick. So we need to be focusing on improving our health measures, you know, making sure that our diet's right, that we're sleeping well, we're taking the right supplements and nutrition. And I'll tell you right now, putting a mask back on your child or on yourself is going to cause issues with your immune system. And by the way, the CDC did show in their study, I think it was March the 7th, they released it, that there was benefits of wearing a mask. 1% stop of the spread. And 1% stop of the spread, Graham, caused 60% increase in suicide. It caused the crash of the economy. It caused all kinds of sickness, disease, and depression. And here's what I'm telling my patients. Do not comply. We are no longer going to sit idly by and just let people do to us what we don't want done to us. So parents need to know their rights. They need to, if they have really serious concerns, they need to voice that to an attorney. We've got great attorneys that we work with at America's Frontline Doctors that do a really great job with that. But they need to know what options they've got. Because I'm telling you, once we get through this crazy mass psychosis that we're dealing with in our society right now, almost like the Salem witch hunts back in the 1600s and 1700s, we're going to have a day of reckoning, and people are going to be held liable and accountable for the actions that they did for 21 and 2020.
Somebody's got to be held accountable. I was just talking to my daughter last night, who's a healthy 25-year-old. I begged her not to get the jab. She got the jab. I said, "Hun, you know, I'm glad you didn't have any adverse effects initially here, but we don't know 2 years from now." And I'm not trying to be a gloom and doom to her. I swear I'm not, but we don't know 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road. What the adverse effects might be, including sterilization, which the FDA knew about in October of 2020 before they released these on the American people. And yeah, somebody's got to be held accountable. We know the pharmaceuticals aren't going to be.
Well, no, they have the only immunity right now that is out there are the pharmaceutical industries. I don't know if you've seen any of the recent releases of the reports, like the agreements between Pfizer and Albania or some of these other countries. The contract that they have with complete immunity and the money that is being made. I mean, Pfizer's made over $30 billion so far on an experimental injection that when my patients ask me, Graham, when my patients ask me, "Doc, what do you know about this vaccine?" You know what I tell them? Not enough. What do you mean not enough? We haven't studied it long enough to know the short-term or long-term ramifications. And when someone says to you, "Yes, we have," they are lying to you and they are ignorant to it. They don't know that. It normally takes between 5 to 6+ years to take a vaccine to market. And we're doing it in 6 months with the level of deaths that we knew were going to happen. It was in the agreements early on between the manufacturers and the federal governments. Of countries across the globe, they knew there were going to be injuries. That's why they needed immunity from it. And think about this. I've got patients, over 65 patients of my own that we've seen that have been documented vaccine injured from this jab. And those patients have zero recourse. And by the way, they have 1 year to apply for the unintentional vaccine injury plan that Biden and his people put together, which is an absolute joke. You have nobody to sue, no recourse. Some of these people are going to be damaged for life, and we have no idea what's going to happen to the next generation. We normally do that with our animal trials, and we didn't do animal trials on these vaccines, Graham.
And these contracts that you mentioned, they're not fantasy. They're out there. If, again, they're in the public domain, if you want to see them, they're being posted in certain areas on social media, and they exclude the use of drugs that are already on the market, like hydroxychloroquine, and ivermectin. And you have to ask yourself, if you're a reasonable human being, why would the federal government, our federal government, dissuade people from taking a drug that's been on the market and that doctors are now prescribing for people with early COVID or, and even prophylactically that work and have worked somewhere in the neighborhood of 100% of the time? Why would the federal government be excluding those? It's all about those contracts. It's all about the money. It's all about the pharmaceuticals. At least that's part of the equation. Doctor, I got to let you go. If folks want more information on what you do and maybe more information on you, you've got a nice website, don't you?
We do. You can go to stopmedicaltyranny.com. That's stopmedicaltyranny.com. That's the fight that we're fighting right now. We want to make sure that you have the freedom to choose and the common sense to be able to make that decision.
And you're doing a lot of public speaking. You're going around the country, not only on video, but you're in person as well, correct?
Yes, sir. We're traveling all over the country and trying to help people understand what's going on. And Graham, I tell you what we found is that people are so hungry for the truth. What they're hungry for is the opportunity to make their own mind up about what they should and shouldn't do. And what we find is that the people who are pushing us towards vaccines, pushing us towards masks, once you start asking some common sense questions, they don't have a response.
They don't have the facts are not on their side. The so-called science not on their side. Doctor, God bless you. Keep up the great work. Thank you.
Thanks, Graham. Appreciate you.
All right. So fighting back is easy to say. Sometimes it's not so easy to do, especially if you don't know where to start. There are websites out there that are being devoted to you so you can defend your liberty. It's a great place to start. There's a few of them I will mention here. Whether you want to fight the mask mandate nonsense or you want to fight the vaccination mandate. Think about it. The UC system in California, the CSU system in California, I think it's about 500,000 students and workers. There's a vaccine mandate for these people now. Yeah, there is some pushback and there should be pushback. These people should be sued to high heaven. This is the way the Marxists do it. They take you to court. Okay, well, then let's do it. Let's fight. But if you want to fight, that's a macro level. You want to fight on a little micro level, go to defendtherepublic.org. That's the Sidney Powell website. I hope I have that one right. Defend Republic or Defend the Republic, but it's org.org. The Liberty Council is making its mission defending our right to choose life. If you had said to me 2 years ago that we'd be fighting over just simply being able to breathe in this country, I would have said you're nuts. Fighting over toilet paper, I would have said you're double nuts. But here we are. Here we are. So we've got to fight back. And these are ways to do it. DefendTheRepublic.org or DefendRepublic.org. One of those two. Liberty Council. You can go to the website. And the American Frontline Doctors. They have been literally on the front lines in trying to preserve medical liberty in this country. And they want you to know the truth about the vaccines. They want you to know the truth about the masks and on and on and on. And some of these websites have form letters that you can download and you can just stick your name in there and say, here, you know, here's my religious exemption. Or here's your explanation as why I can't wear a mask. Because you're killing me. Because masks deplete me from the oxygen that I need and retain the CO2 in my body. It's amazing. We're even having this debate. And remember, what yours truly said, if you've been watching all along, back in March, I dug out of the CDC website a 2018 study about masks that said they don't work. This was 2 years before COVID, at least 2 years before we knew about the mainstream folks in this country knew about COVID, that masks don't work to mitigate the spread of any virus, period, end of story, full stop. As some people like to say, we got to fight back, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to fight back because you are being lied to. This edition of The Ledger Report is on its way to the Archives Library of Congress. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm Graham Ledger. And remember, even when I'm wrong, I'm right.